Welcome to this week's edition of Cooking Vibes with Michelle and Leah, sponsored by the Venus Diner, Creative Corner, and Figaro's Wine and Liquor. And here's your hosts, Michelle Segelnick and Leah Bernstein.
Thanks, David. Hi, I'm Michelle Segelnick.
This is Leah Bernstein.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody. We thought today we'd spend a little time talking to you about Hanukkah and a little bit about the story of Hanukkah and why we do everything fried on Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is all about the miracle that happened during the biblical time of the Maccabees, and that the oil that they found when the Romans destroyed the temple lasted 8 days. So therefore, we celebrate for 8 days of Hanukkah and have a lot of fried foods. Very traditional foods that we eat are something called sufganiyot, which are donuts, a very doughy fried donut and stuffed traditionally with jelly and topped with powdered sugar.
They have evolved into being stuffed with so many other things.
I actually stuffed a donut with pulled brisket. So it was a savory take on it. So I did my typical pulled brisket recipe, which is a big slab of brisket, put it overnight on a low temperature, barbecue sauce, onions, cover it, then shred it. And then you take the brisket, and when you make the dough, you fold it inside the dough, do a quick fry in oil on both sides. That was like a delicious, different take. Obviously, it was savory and not sweet like you would expect from a typical donut. I believe that locally, you can buy donuts if you don't want to make them at Reisterers. They have an excellent donut to stuffing ratio. So like when you open it up, you actually see like a
some people like the dough better than the filling. I just wanted to get that out there because, I'm different, that's the way I like it.
It would be like a Zeppoli. It wouldn't be.
Oh, Zeppolis are outstanding.
Which is another thing that you can make for Hanukkah, and you can do that out of frozen pizza dough.
Those are awesome.
Easiest recipe ever. Defrost the frozen pizza dough, cut it into little 1-inch squares, let's say roll it out, cut it into squares, drop it in the hot oil, flip it over after 10 seconds, they puff up. When it's brown on both sides, throw it in a brown paper bag with
confectioner sugar. Lots of confectioner sugar.
Shake it up, and you got Zeppelis without any of the effort of making the dough. So we also mentioned that IND, our local kosher supermarket butcher, carries ready-made donuts. Another donut hack without making the dough is to buy frozen Rhodes bread dough from our local Stop and Shop. You let them rise for about 3 to 4 hours until they've defrosted and risen. You drop them in the oil a couple of seconds on each side until they're golden brown. Inject them with jelly or custard or any type of filling. Talk about injecting, actually, when my daughter is a resident. So 1 year I couldn't find my injector, but she was working at the hospital. So I said, Jacqueline, bring me home the needles that you use, but the syringes to help me inject the donuts with jelly. Sans the needle, just the injectors. They make a fabulous injector for the jelly inside the donuts. Anyway, Laya, you know, I love myself a good themed party. Nothing better than a good themed party. So Hanukkah is all about the latkes also. So I came up with a theme. Maybe I didn't come up with it, but I think I came up with it. Latkes and vodkas. So you can make a whole series of latkes. Hanukkah party, because it's a time to celebrate with friends and family. You could set out a Hanukkah bar, and then you have a latke bar. So you have two bars. So you have a Hanukkah bar with different varieties of latkes and different toppings. And then you could do a whole vodka bar with different flavored vodkas. And I know our liquor store, Figaro's, carries a huge selections of different types of vodkas, flavored. They have like a caramel vodka,
orange, lemon. I mean,
all different types of flavors. They're all delicious. You can mix them with drinks and make a cocktail out of them. But Leah, why don't you tell us about some of the different varieties of latkes people can make?
Okay. So one year, Michelle and I were super, super creative. And there can be a sushi latke, a taco latke, a Reuben's latke, a traditional
latke, and this year,
a Thanksgiving type latke. There you go.
Because it was just Thanksgiving, you could do a Thanksgiving latke, which would have potato base. You could do some leftover turkey on it and
cranberry sauce. Of
cranberry sauce. Right. Yum. The sushi latke would be, the latke itself would be a fried rice patty with some kani on it. And you could drizzle some of the eel sauce and sriracha mayo on top of it. The Reuben latke, which is a take on the Reuben deli sandwich, would be a potato-based latke, some corned beef, some sauerkraut, and maybe a dollop of deli mustard and Russian dressing on top of it. So that's like a typical Reuben sandwich. You can use the potato latke as a base for any sandwich. You can put it between a hamburger, so it's like a slider sandwich, and use the latkes as the outside.
Michelle, did you see... I don't know if we were together when we saw that pulled brisket. I know it was like layered. It was latke, brisket, latke, brisket.
And no, then topped, I didn't see that.
Oh, my
sounds
God.
Sounds amazing.
Topped with lots of gravy. So it kind of looked like a little bit of a flat mountain volcano of potato latke and brisket. But honestly, it would be a dream come true. Certainly a man's meal. Fantastic.
That sounds delicious. You can get really creative with your latkes. So it doesn't have to be just potato. It could be sweet potato. It could be zucchini. It could be beets. It could be carrots.
Cauliflower goes really well.
What about broccoli? It could be a broccolatka.
Okay.
There's a mouthful. But you can do just about anything.
You said zucchini, of course, you know, my favorite. And sweet potatoes. They come out nice and orangey, which is always nice. Different colors.
So the basic premise of the latke is shredding the vegetables. So whether it's potatoes, zucchini, carrots, whatever vegetable, you shred it. Of course, the old-fashioned way is the best, by shredding it by hand with a box grater. But if you don't feel like breaking your arm on that, you can do it in a food processor with the shredder blade.
That's the one with eggs, little holes.
Eggs, onion, salt, pepper. If you're gluten-free, you can leave out the flour.
Or you can use potato starch. I mean, there are alternatives.
Or matzo meal.
Matzo meal has gluten.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. You're right.
Okay, no problem.
I actually saw a recipe that they use the matzo ball mix in the potato latke.
Oh, you know
and
what?
It comes they out really to, delicious and fluffy.
One time, I think I tried this hack that I added potato pancake mix to my fresh shredded potatoes, and it definitely bound it together, and it was nice. It's not a gluten-free option, I don't think, but it's definitely flavorful, and it makes it a little bit easier.
So I think also we have to share with people the one thing people hate about frying, besides that it's frying, of course, is the smell, and that like it permeates everything. I feel like a grease ball when I'm frying and standing in front of the stovetop frying hundreds of latkes. So a key to keeping that oil nice and fresh and not having it burn is to put a raw piece of carrot in your oil when you're frying. Somehow, some of the science, I don't know exactly what it is, but the carrot attracts all those little burnt pieces of the oil.
The little particles that are usually, you know, in and around your oil from the crumbs or from whatever little pieces of burnt. So they're attracted to the carrot. And also, it's not the most pleasant, but change the oil frequently. If you're doing a really big batch, it really goes a long way. The oil fries the food better and quicker if it's clean, fresh oil.
And make sure your oil is up to temperature before you drop any of the latkes into the pan. Another big, big tip for homeowners out there, do not throw your hot oil down your sink. I live with two plumbers. My son is a plumber. My son-in-law is a plumber. I cannot tell you how many times they tell me, do not throw stuff down the sink. It'll clog your pipes. It'll ruin the pipes. So when you're taking the hot oil out of your pan, find a container, whether it's a tin or something, pour the hot oil in that, let it cool, then cover it and dispose of it into the garbage can rather than throwing it down your toilet or your sink, because it will ruin your pipes. Back to the latkes. I also wanted to share a latke hack for those of you who do not want to get fresh potatoes and shred them. This comes out delicious and it'll take a fraction of the time. In Stop and Shop, in the freezer section, they sell, I think the brand is Orida, frozen hash browns. They're already shredded potatoes. All you need to do is open up the bag, add your eggs and seasoning to it.
Mild seasoning, because they already are seasoned.
Form your patties and fry them up.
I'm sorry. I just want to add one more thing. If you're doing fresh latkes, russet potatoes are known to be the best ones for latke making. So just a little tidbit if you want to know about that.
Right. Now the ultimate question, are you team applesauce or team sour cream for your latke?
Okay, hands down, applesauce, hands down, no question about it. What are you?
I mean, I kind of like the sour cream. I like the cold on the hot latke. I think that it like gives it, I don't know, like another element. I like the different flavors. I like the different temperatures. I think it just melds really well in the mouth. But
I mean, you can say those things about applesauce also. Of course, I'm going to argue the texture is different. The temperature could be,
cold if you refrigerated it.
You're not serving hot applesauce. I mean,
no, but room temperature. Usually, it's not like
could be,
unless the jar is already opened. It's not staying in your refrigerator.
Correct.
It's usually correct. Unrefrigerated. What are some other interesting latke toppings? Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Ever try guacamole on a latke? That's really good.
I haven't.
It's delicious.
But
guacamole. Salsa, caviar, if you have nice caviar
on
taste.
Hand, sure.
On hand. You mentioned before the taco latke, and I think we're going to end with this, and we're going to share the recipe on westhempsteadecho.com. So the taco latke actually starts with a corn-based latke. So it's creamed
like corn.
like a corn panty. We use a can of creamed corn, some eggs, some flour, some seasonings, make it into a patty, fry it up. And then you can use, if you want to go vegetarian, you can use the fake soy crumbles or chopped meat and make taco topping.
Thank you so much for joining in. Michelle and I want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy, happy Hanukkah. Have a great day, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Michelle and Leah. Join us at the Hanukkah Spectacular and Menorah Lighting on December 1st at Halls Pond, sponsored by Chabad of West Hempstead and the West Hempstead Civic Association.